Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Today I want to talk about the names of Jesus. Because when you understand the person's name, you understand the person. And it's important that we understand about who Jesus Christ is so that we can have a good relationship with Him. And I'm going to be looking at several scripture verses, but the main scripture I'm going to be looking at is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. So you may want to get a piece of paper and write scripture verses down on. And you may want to start out by looking up Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Because Isaiah, here in this passage, gives a prophecy about Jesus, and he gives the names of Jesus to describe who Jesus is. You listen to my video cast. I do a little teaching Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, a little 10-minute teaching that I put on Facebook and I put on YouTube called The Voice of Hope Today. So this past week, I've been teaching on the names of Jesus. And so I'm going to talk today about the names of Jesus because it's really important to understand, you know, who Jesus is, so that we can walk in fellowship with Him and walk in His will and His ways. And so we want to look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. And Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." So there's a prophecy about the birth of Jesus Christ. "For unto us a child is born," Jesus is born, "unto us a son," Jesus, the Son of God, "is given. And it says, and the government will be upon his shoulders." And so a government is an authority. When you think about government, you think about an authority over our lives. And when we are born again, we come into what Jesus called the kingdom of God. Jesus spoke a lot about his kingdom. If you read the book of Matthew, many parables and stories Jesus tells about his kingdom. And he is the king of his kingdom. And we're part of his kingdom through the new birth by becoming saved. We become part of his kingdom. We come under his authority, but we also come under his blessing. And so the government is on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. In other words, he has the authority and responsibility of his kingdom. It's not our responsibility, his responsibility. In Luke 17, 20 and 21. Luke 17, 20 and 21 says, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will you say, here it is or there it is, for the kingdom of God is within you." So the kingdom of God is not in a location. It's not in Kenya, Uganda, or USA. The kingdom of God is in the heart of every person who has been born again, who puts their faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus, who we've been translated or taken from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, from the kingdom of this world into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And so even though we live in a nation in this world, spiritually we're part of the kingdom of God. We've come under the authority of Jesus Christ, and he's also responsible for us. We are in the government of Jesus Christ. And the kingdom of Jesus Christ is the best kingdom. And millions of people all over the world who have accepted Christ as Savior are part of that kingdom. It's the greatest kingdom, and Jesus is the King. And we need to understand who Jesus is so we understand how he works in his kingdom and how he works in our life. So it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful." So the first name that Isaiah gives for Jesus is Wonderful. Jesus is wonderful. That means he's amazing. Jesus is awesome. In other words, Jesus is great. Another word for wonderful is delightful. We delight, we love being with Jesus Christ because he's wonderful. And he's always wonderful. Someone who's wonderful, we enjoy being with them. We take pleasure in being with them. So Jesus is wonderful. We enjoy being with Jesus because he's wonderful. He does good things. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a patient God. Jesus is loving and patient and kind. He's wonderful. Someone who's wonderful is someone we admire. So we need to admire Jesus. And so, you know, if you're in relationship with Jesus Christ, you think Jesus is wonderful. He's amazing. You look up to him. You think he is the greatest person in the world. Not, you don't look to other people because no one compares to Jesus Christ. And so every morning we ought to get up and acknowledge that, Jesus, you're wonderful. You're amazing. You're the greatest person I know in the world. I love you, Jesus. See, if Jesus is wonderful, he's the center of our lives. And that's one of his names. He's wonderful. That is his character and nature. Jesus refers to himself as the light of the world in John 12:46. He says, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me will not abide in darkness, but in light. So Jesus is the light. We call him the Son of God. He's kind of like the sun, you know, the sun that's in the sky. The sun that's in the sky, it brings warmth to the earth. It makes things grow. We enjoy the sun. Darkness sometimes brings fear and anxiety. We go into our house when it's dark for security. But when the sun is out, we like to get into the sunlight. The sun is wonderful. And Jesus is the sun. He's wonderful. But you know, sometimes there are storms and clouds that cover the sun. In other words, the sun is still in the sky, but we can't see the sun because of storms and clouds. The sun hasn't gone away, but we can't see the sun. And sometimes in our life, Jesus is the light of the world, but sometimes we have problems in our lives and things that happen in our lives that are difficult and challenging. Doesn't mean Jesus has left us. Jesus is still there. But the storm clouds of life have blocked the sun. But the wonderful thing about Jesus is that we always have the sun because of the Holy Spirit that lives in us. See, when we are born again, we are born of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ, comes and lives in us. So Jesus, the Son, lives in us. So we, unlike the sun that's in the sky that can be covered with clouds, we have the Son in us, the Son, Jesus Christ, in us. So no matter what is happening around us, the light of Jesus Christ is always in us by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 16:7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So, Jesus, I need to go away so I can send you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will abide in your heart forever. When you're born again, the Spirit comes and lives in you. The Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. And so even though you may have problems on the outside and there may be darkness on the outside, on the inside there is light because the Son lives in you. By the Holy Spirit, Jesus lives in you, and he's wonderful. John chapter 16, verse 14. And he says, and when the Spirit of truth has come, he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. So he said, the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus Christ. So even when we're in a dark place, a difficult place, a challenging place, the Holy Spirit's constantly reminding us of how awesome Jesus is, how wonderful he is, how great he is. You know, when I'm going through a difficult time, I spend time with Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And I enjoy that time with Jesus. You know, Jesus used to go up in a mountain and pray and spend time with the Father. See, no matter what happens, the kingdom of God is in us. The King lives in us. Jesus, the Son, lives in us by the Holy Spirit. And so even though you're in darkness, you are light. You have light within you by the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ. It's kind of like having light in your house. And the amazing thing is, if you have windows in your house, if you have light in your house, the light shines through the windows outside. And so what happens is, because we have Jesus is wonderful and lives in us, and his light lives in us by the Holy Spirit, when we get in dark places, darkness does not overcome us, but light overcomes darkness. And the light shines out of our life into people around about us. So because Jesus is wonderful, and we glorify him, and we are in love with him, and we admire him, and we look to him, the light of Jesus shines out of us to other people, and people see the love of Jesus in us. They see the peace of Jesus. They see the joy of Jesus in us. And we're in difficult situations, we still have love, joy, and peace, because the Holy Spirit lives in us, and he is Jesus Christ. Jesus lives in us, and he is marvelous. He is wonderful. No matter what goes on around us about, he is wonderful. We love spending time with you. He is great. He is amazing. You know, I get up every day amazed at Jesus Christ. Even though I'm having a bad day, I'm still amazed at Jesus Christ, because Jesus is always good. So we need to be amazed at Jesus Christ, because he is the light that lives within us. So it says his name will be called Wonderful. The second name given Isaiah, his name will be called Counselor. Counselor is someone who gives you advice, gives you counsel. If our focus is on Jesus, and Jesus is wonderful, and Jesus knows everything, then we should be seeking Jesus for counsel. So when we get into situations, we need to talk to Jesus about, what should we do in that situation? See, because Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, he knows everything. He knows everything from the beginning to the end. He knows what's in the heart of every person. He knows every situation. He knows the future. He knows what other people are thinking. He knows what's happening. He knows everything that's going on. And he understands everything. And so we need to seek Jesus for counsel, because he is smarter, he is wiser than any man on earth, than anybody on earth. He knows everything. In the Old Testament, Solomon was the wisest king that ever lived, and he received that wisdom from God. See, God has knowledge and understanding and wisdom about things that we don't know. And sometimes we seek other people's counsel, we do what we think is best, but we need to seek the counsel of Jesus. The government is on his shoulder. He has all authority. He knows everything, understands everything. So in every situation, we need to seek his counsel. In John 16:13, Jesus says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come." So when we have the Holy Spirit living in us, he speaks exactly what Jesus wants him to speak. He reveals the truth to us. He reveals what we should do. We have an amazing counselor who is able to advise us about everything. He can help you to know how to do your job. He can help you know how to raise your family. He can help you know how to use your money. He knows everything. He is a very wise counselor. He's a wonderful counselor. You know, in 1 Corinthians, the scripture I really enjoy is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 16. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. But it says there, "But eye has not seen, nor ear heard, and it hasn't ever entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him." In other words, God has prepared things for you and me that we can't even imagine. Things we haven't seen, things we haven't even heard about. I mean, we can't even imagine the things that our wonderful Jesus Christ has for us. You can't imagine those things. It's so amazing, because Jesus is wonderful. He has amazing things for us. We need to be amazed at Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us the will of the Father. He wants to speak to us. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to our heart. He reveals things to us. So it says, "Eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor is it entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But it goes on in verse 10 to say, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Then you go down to verse 12, it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who comes from God, that we might know the things that we have been freely given to us by God. So we don't have the spirit of the world. We have the Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, wonderful counselor in us. And he wants to reveal things to us that we can't even imagine or think about, so that we might know what God has prepared for us to reveal, because he knows everything. He knows how many hairs you have on your head. He knows all about your children, your job. He knows about your financial situation. He knows about your health. He knows everything. And he has an answer because he is the counselor. And then you go down in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, go down to verse 16. It says, for who has the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. And he can show us things that we have never seen, we can't even imagine, if we will seek his counsel. Because he is wonderful. He has amazing things for us. He is our counselor. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. See, we don't need to worry about things. We don't need to be afraid of anything, because we have a wonderful counselor, Almighty God, Jesus Christ, whose the government is on his shoulder. He has all authority and power. He is good and wonderful, always good, and he wants to give us counsel about good things he has for us. So we don't need to be fearful of what's going on around us. We just need to seek the heart of God. We need to seek the counsel that Jesus Christ has for us. Then it goes on in that verse, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Jesus is Mighty God. See, sometimes we think God is almighty and Jesus is somehow below God. No, Jesus is God. Jesus has all powerful. You know, sometimes we picture Jesus as what we read in the Gospels, the man that walked on the earth, you know, that he didn't have any money. He didn't have a nice house, but he walked in the power of God. And we see Jesus walking on earth. But Jesus no longer walks on earth. He's not limited by earth. He's not limited by a body. No, he sits on the throne of heaven. He is Almighty God. Jesus has all power. He is God. And we need to understand that. In John chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. Again, write these scripture verses down. John 1, 1 through 5, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word, and that Word is referring to Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him nothing was made that was made. He was the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend or understand the light. See, in the beginning was the Word, and it's referring, the Word is capital, referring to Jesus. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus is God. And all things were made by him. Nothing that was made was out. So Jesus created everything in the world. Everything we see was made by Jesus Christ. And he is the one who gives life. And he is light to us. But he says the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness does not comprehend the light. Why? Because the people in darkness don't have the Holy Spirit. But we have the light of Jesus in us. We have the light of the Holy Spirit living in us. And that is Almighty God. He is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God. We need to have a vision of Jesus in his greatness and his power. But he's great in power, but he's loving and kind and patient and wonderful. And we just need the glory in Jesus Christ in the midst of our problems. You go to Revelations 19, verse 11 through 16. Revelations 19, verse 11 through 16. And John has a revelation. This is the end of, toward the end of Revelation. And it says there, John says, "Now I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness and judgment he makes war." So he's referring to Jesus Christ. And he says, "And the heaven opened, and he, Jesus, who is called Faithful and True, and righteousness and judgment he makes war. And his eyes," he's talking about Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ in heaven, "and his eyes were like a flaming fire, and on his head were many crowns." Crowns speak of authority. On his head were many crowns. He has all authority. He has all authority over everything. On his head is many crowns. And he had a name that no one knows except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood. That is Jesus Christ. And his name is called the Word of God. We saw in John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word." The Word was Jesus. Jesus was in the beginning of creation. Jesus walked on the earth. But Jesus now sits in heaven in all authority and power. His name is called the Word of God. "And the armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen and white and clean, followed him on a white horse. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fiercest of wrath of Almighty God," because he is Almighty God. "And he has a robe, and on his thigh is named King of Kings and Lord of Lords." See, John is describing a revelation of Jesus Christ, who is seated in all power and authority, who is God. All of heaven is constantly worshiping him. All of heaven is constantly exalting his name. He is holy and wonderful, name above all names, glorious and powerful. All of heaven, all the angels in heaven are worshiping. Multitudes and multitudes that beyond number are worshiping Jesus, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth, because he is worthy of all glory and praise. He is all powerful. He is glorious. That is Almighty. That is Jesus Christ, Almighty God, King of Kings, of all kings, because he wears many crowns. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You go on to Revelation 22, the last chapter in Revelations. Revelation 22, verse 12. "And behold," he says, "I come quickly." Jesus saying, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according to his work. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning." He was there in creation. He was there to walk on the earth. He was one who died. He was the one who rose again. And now he's the one who's seated on the throne of God. He was the beginning of the world. He will be at the end of the world. "I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in to the gates into the city." Hallelujah. You know, I want you to elevate your vision. Get excited about Jesus Christ. Don't allow the pressures and things of the world to get you down, to discourage you, to beat you up. Jesus is wonderful counselor, Almighty God. The next name that is given is that he is Everlasting Father. He is Everlasting Father. This wonderful, amazing, delightful counselor who has all knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And he is the mighty God. He is our Everlasting Father. Even though he's very great and powerful and know everything, he is our Father. He wants to take care of us. He's not a father who's far away. He's a father that wants to be involved in all of our lives. You know, he's a father that wants to help us. He's a father that gives us counsel. He's a father that's always there for us. He's Everlasting Father. You know, one of the characteristics of God is he's omnipresent. Omnipresent means he's everywhere at the same time. And Jesus, as Almighty God, He is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. So while He's here with me in America, He's with you in Kenya. He's with you in Uganda. He's with you. He's everywhere at the same time. I can talk to Him. You can talk to Him. He can talk to you. And He's always with you. Jesus never leaves you or forsakes you. He is always there with you because He lives in you by the Holy Spirit. And He is your Father. He wants to take care of you. In John 14, verse 9, it says, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." How can you say, "Show us the Father"? Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? Jesus is the Father. He is our everlasting Father. He is with us. He cares about you and loves you and wants to take care of you. But you need to refocus on Him as wonderful. Oh, He's glorious and awesome, mighty and powerful. But He's loving and kind and gracious to us. He knows everything. He is our counselor that can give us advice about everything. Ask Him about everything. No matter what you're facing, talk to Him about it. He wants to help you with what you're going through. The last thing He is, the name that's given to Him, and it says, His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. In other words, He is the source of peace. In John 14, 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." See, we don't have to be afraid. Why? Because our Father, He is Almighty God. He is the Counselor. He is the Prince of Peace. He is our everlasting Father. We can have full confidence in Him in the midst of this situation. You know, Galatians 5:21, the fruit of the Spirit is peace. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. When you walk in the Spirit that lives in you, you walk in love, joy, and peace no matter what is going on around about you, because the kingdom is in you, not in the world. Lastly, in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you today. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. No, you are in the care of God. And it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government is on His shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end." The zeal of the Lord will. In other words, God's government never comes to an end. God's government, the government of Jesus Christ, never comes to an end. It is here forever and ever. And we are part of that as if you're a part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And you become part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ by accepting Jesus as your Savior, becoming born again. And you enter out of the kingdom of this world into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And you enter into all those privileges. Lord God, I just pray for every person listening to my voice today. No matter what they're facing, may they be encouraged by this word from You, Lord God. And may they know today that they are cared for by You, Lord God, that they can trust in You because You are a Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. We love You today. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just encourage you, invite your friends to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday. Go on Facebook or YouTube to the Voice of Hope today and receive an encouraging word every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. God bless you. Have a good week walking with the Lord.